أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك هم وقود النار. ويستلم سورة آل عمران. And the subject matter is about Christian dedication that came from Najran to dispute, to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to them, and what they wanted to prove, that Christianity is the true religion, not Islam. And so, as we had discussed, and all these ayat are with regard to that. And very important discussion that just has passed is about the ayat muhkamat. They are Ummul Kitab and they are Asasuddin. And they are the clear-cut commandments of Allah Ta'ala in which there is no ambiguity and everyone understands them. Like, for example, Islam is a religion. Muslims and non-Muslims know that it is of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And Islam does not accept any type of shirk whatsoever. Consequently, all types of idol worship, etc., all other things, so much so, which we also have to be very careful. And this is also a lesson that Allah has revealed all this in the Quran Sharif. We will be reading Quran Sharif so that we take the lesson that we don't make our shops, our jobs, our medicine as our gods. We use them, but we realize they are means and Allah puts goodness in their body. It is not the medicine itself that gives us shifa. If a person uses medicine with the conviction that my medicine gives me my shifa, my doctor, my hospital, my operation, then that will be shirk. But if he uses it, it's from Allah Ta'ala, it's a sabab, it's a means. And Allah is the one who gives shifa, not the doctor, not the medicine. The same thing with our jobs, our shops, etc. So that the iman must be correct. This is a lesson which Allah Ta'ala has taught yet. So those are all the ayat-e-muhkamat, the clear cut, all the other major things. Everyone knows that in Islam there is 5 times namaz farad. And what that namaz is also, everyone knows. Now, if somebody wants to say that namaz is, you must just make dua. Take the literal meaning of the word namaz, salat. Or he just says that you just have to make muraqabah, meditate for 1-2 minutes, sit. Not necessary to go and make wudu and make namaz as we make, then that will be totally wrong. So all like that, many, the clear cut, what are the teachings of Islam? Then there are other ayat which Allah has put, which are called mutashabihat, and Allah put them to test them. That is, the ayah meanings are not so clear. You can take out opposite meanings from there. So a person must understand all those ayat according to the ayat-e-muhkamat, which are the clear-cut ayah. Where from another ayat, perhaps a person could take out a different meaning. Then he cannot do that, he must do it according to the clear cut and how, for what Islam stands. And that is a very important aspect. Anyway, after that now, Allah Ta'ala explained these other ayat, which also refer to this caravan and this group, this entourage of the Christians who had come to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the incidence of the revelation of this ayat was when they had left Najran and they were coming to Medina Sharif. Their biggest, most learned, most pious priest was Abu Harisa. He was mounted on a mule. And as they were traveling, suddenly the mule slipped or he stumbled and Abu Harisa fell down from there. Then his brother who was with him, he made immediately but dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, that person that we are going to, may he be destroyed, may destruction come to him. So he made bad dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu Harisa told him, how can you make bad dua? He is a true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And he is the Nabi that has been promised and who we are awaiting for. And his Masharat and glad tidings are given in our Bible. How can you make bad dua for him? You'll destroy yourself if you make bad dua for him. His brother was taken aback and asked him, then why don't you bring Iman? Why are you going and debating with him? So he said that all the Christian kings of the world, the wealthy, rich people, are showering their favors upon me. They had made huge lands of estate. They had given it to him. And that was his lifestyle. He said, if I have to bring Iman, all this will be cut off. They won't give me all this. And I can't live my life in that comfort and all the things of this dunya. I won't be able to live a life like that. That is why I'm not bringing Iman. But in his heart, he knew also that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the true Nabi. From there we learn a lesson also, how many of us today, we know what is the truth just because of people's, we don't want to lose the support of people, whether it is monetary support or whether it is that they are our followers. They are giving us their support. We got so many thousands, millions of people on Twitter who are our followers. People who follow us and praise us and give us honor. People who shower us with all types of favors, monetary, etc. And we know what is the truth, but because we will lose that, just because of the world, then we are not prepared to accept the truth. So this is also a reality that there are many people who know the truth, but just because of the dunya's position, they are not prepared to accept the truth. They just give preference to their dunya. So this was the case of this, the chief priest Abu Harisa also. And Allah Ta'ala then in this ayat explains, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَيْشَكْ جُلُوا kafir hai. Those who are non-believers, they know what is the truth, but still they believe the wrong things. Then لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْحًا. Hargiz kaam na aavenge unko, unke maal aur unke aulad Allah ke saamne kuch. All these things, yeah, in this dunya, outwardly, temporarily, little bit, it will help you. And that is also when Allah wills it. And then it will not help you at all in the akhirah. And if Allah wants to take you to task in this dunya, then even in this dunya you will lose out completely. Otherwise there is no doubt in the akhirah you will be a complete loser. So this is actually for the priest, Abu Haritha, or the Christian priest that had come from Najran. But at the same time, we all must also take lessons from here. That if we are giving preference for dunya, for our ease and our comfort, for our name and our fame, for all this dunya gain, and then this is not going to help us in the akhirat at all. Yeah, in this dunya is a testing place. Allah allows everyone to carry on to his sin. But in the akhirat, it's not going to help us. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ. Or wahi hai hindan dozakh ke. And these are those people that will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. They will land up in Jahannam and burn in there forever. So we must not give preference to our nafs. Our nafs is not going to help us. To our wealth or the people's support in the form of name and fame, in the form of worldly gain, we must make our matter very, very important, that with Allah in front of us, akhirat in front of us. If we do that, then that person gets hidayat. And Allah is that most merciful being. Like in the Qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw his slaughtering his son Ismail, but he was not taken. Allah sent the ram. If we are prepared to sacrifice even our children, our wealth, Allah will not destroy us. Allah will give us more than what we can imagine that we are getting in the wrong way. Allah will give us much more in the right way. And the peace of mind that a person will get, and his peace of mind that my akhirat is being made, that will be the greatest thing. So we should be, we should not lose out by following our nafs and this dunya's temptation. this lesson also from the same group of the Christians that came. We learn that lesson from the Quran Sharif, and that is important. If we just remain criticizing the Christians and just saying how bad they are, we won't get any benefit. When we realize I must take my lesson and I must not do wrong, then we will benefit tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Thank you.